people are intentionally breaking the law and going into the zones intentionally fishing, both commercial and recreational. One of the reasons for that is that they know there's plenty more fish in there. There can be two or more times higher as a minimum of fish in protected closed zones, and therefore it becomes an attractive proposition. But it's just a short-sighted thing to do because you're not benefiting from the good effects of green zones and the spillover effect that they have.
Mr. Quincy says fishing is allowed in about 70% of the Great Barrier Reef area, but the remaining areas, made up of no-take green zones, are still being fished illegally, which prevents the full environmental benefits from taking place and disadvantages honest fishers. The vast majority of offences reported last financial year were committed by recreational fishers, who were caught in 538 instances. In the commercial fishing sector, there were 96 reported offences. But that's just the fishers who get caught, and Mr. Quincy admits it's difficult to know how many other fishers are getting away with illegal fishing.
It is always difficult to put your finger on it and quantify it.
But with those more than 500 odd recreational fishers who are just the ones who were caught, do you think that most of them are doing it through ignorance of the rules, or do you think they are aware of the rules and thinking they're going to get away with it?
I think there's a real mix to the recreational fishing picture. Our information from analysing some of the detections over past years is that about 50% of people either know or should know what they were doing or are clearly intentional. In offshore locations with large vessels, with people navigating by GPS to get there, there's no excuse, and most of those people know what they're doing. Mum and dad and the kids inshore might be a bit of a different story, and that's where we tend to pick up a lack of awareness, and people haven't spent the time to go and get a copy of their free zoning map and know where they're going.
And 90-odd commercial fishers, or incidences with commercial fishers, same question, because they should be quite aware of the rules, shouldn't they?
They should be quite aware of the rules, and this is where it will always be a compliance need for us to manage protected areas. There are more fish in them, and there are more fish by quite large numbers often, and that provides an economic incentive to do the wrong thing. It can be quite quick and quite lucrative for commercial fishermen to fish in the wrong place, but
right.
It's probably close to a doubling of income from a trip.
So how much damage is being caused to the ecosystem? I mean, is it an insignificant amount of damage, or is it an amount that matters?
The impact on fish stocks can be quite significant. It doesn't take very long to fish down a reef from its closed status to something that's akin to an open status. So you are really quickly removing those breeding fish, and that can have a much longer term impact.
Statistics show the number of reported offences has doubled in recent years, but that is partly due to improved surveillance. Most illegal fishing offences on the Great Barrier Reef involve line fishing with rod and reel or hand line. Perhaps the most heated part of any discussion about illegal fishing on the Great Barrier Reef is the penalties handed down by courts, which recreational fishing groups and conservationists say should be much tougher. But Mr. Quincy says the penalties are balanced.
The penalties that we get issued through the court for illegal activity by commercial operators in green zones are fairly substantial. Our concern has been that they still don't provide a disincentive for some people and that they are repeat offenders. We've had two instances recently where we've used some other administrative sanctions that we have for our repeat offenders. One fisherman was banned from the marine park or being involved in any activity related to fishing in the marine park for 2 years. And we've recently issued an enforceable direction to another fisher who's been caught fishing in green zones so that his vessel is not permitted to anchor or slow down below 5 knots in green zones.
Robert Quincy from the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority. One piece of good news in the fight against illegal fishing on the reef is that offences by commercial trawlers are extremely rare. And Mr. Quincy says that's partly because every trawler is fitted with a tracking device, allowing authorities to know exactly where they are. He says that success is why Gabrumpa wants compulsory vessel tracking applied to all commercial fishing vessels, not just trawlers.